We begin the current daf in Masechet Pesachim, daf Chav Beis. We begin 5 lines down from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf. And that is, we had a machlokes between Rebbe Vahu and Chizkiah regarding whenever it says generally in the Torah, lo yoichel, lo yisoichlu, something that you should not consume, does that also include, without us telling us either way, that it's going to be including an Isser Hana or not? And that is, Chizkiah said, no, regarding Chametz BePesach, the reason why it's also Aser BaHana is because it says in the passive way of lo ye'ochel, that it should not be eaten, that there should not be any Hana derived from it, any pleasure that can then bring that you'll use that Hana to go ahead and consume something that's included to provide not only Isser Achil, but also Isser Hana. But generally, if it just says lo ye'ochel, that would not include an Isser Hana. However, Rebbe Vahu said that no, anytime it says in the Torah that you should not eat it, it includes Isra Hana, until the Torah explicitly says that there's going to be a heter of Hana. So Agmar continues on that, and Master Rebbe Yitzchak Nafka. Rebbe Yitzchak Nafka asked on Rebbe Vahu's opinion that he says that anytime it says in the Torah, lo yoichel, lo yoichlu, it's going to be including Isra Hana. So Agmar is going to ask a few questions on Rebbe Vahu and Chizkiah. So the first question is that, Vahari Gid Hanoshim, but regarding the Gid Hanoshim, which is the sinew that was moved out of place, which the Malach had hit by Yaakov, and therefore we're not allowed to eat that part of the animal. Rachmano, the Torah says in Parashas in Sefer Bereishis, says, Akein lo yoichlu b'nei Yisrael se'gid Hanoshim. That is why the Jewish people do not eat the Gid Hanoshim, which again, which is that sinew that was moved out of place that we cannot eat. So it says lo yoichlu, which again, according to Rebbe Vahu, means that not only can you not eat, you cannot have enough from it. Yet Utnan, we learn the Mishnah Masechta Schulin, and it says shaleich odem yerech lenachri, a person can send, can give over a thigh of the animal to the non-Jew, the gid hanoshe b'toichei, with this gid hanoshe inside that thigh. And the chiddush of this halacha is that we do not have to remove it, the gid, before we give this part of the animal to the non-Jew. And what is that a chiddush? That we're saying that we don't make a decree, we're not making a gzera that maybe, wait a second, another Jew is going to see this Jew giving this thigh to the non-Jew, and he's going to go ahead and purchase this from the non-Jew, because he's going to know that it was from a kosher animal that this person slaughtered, and he's going to think that the gid was already taken away since it was coming from a Jew selling it kosher meat, he's going to go ahead and buy it from the non-Jew, and he's going to be eating it with the gid. That could be problematic, so maybe we should not allow the Jew to give it to the non-Jew with the gid still inside. And that the Mishnah Chulin says, that's not a problem. Because its place is recognizable if the Gid HaNosha was taken or not. And therefore, we don't have to be concerned. Although a person is going to see that a Jew gave it to the non-Jew, and then he's going to buy from the non-Jew because it's probably kosher from a Jew. However, that's not a problem regarding the Gid HaNosha because you could see. And therefore, since you could see, he'll know for himself if it was taken or not. And therefore, even though it's there, it's not a problem because then he'll see that the Gid HaNosha is still there. However, one thing we see from this Mishnah is that the Gid HaNosha is permitted to have Hana from it, because we see one is allowed to give it to the non-Jew who's going to get a Hana from it, and you're playing a part of that process, you're getting Tavis Hana, or you're selling that Gid HaNosha to the non-Jew, and therefore we see that although there's an Isra in the Torah that says Lo Yoichlu, that they should not eat, however, we see that there's going to be Heter Hana. That's not like Rebbe Vahu, who said anytime it says you can't eat, there's also Isra Hana. And that the Gemara says that Kesav Rebbe Vahu, Rebbe Vahu held Kishahutra Nevela, when the Nevela, which is a carcass, as we had mentioned in the previous daf, there the Torah explicitly was mafarit to you, that although generally Rebbe Vahu holds that anytime it says lo yoichel, lo yisoichlu, it includes the Isra of Anah, there the Torah said explicitly that you're allowed to have Anah. As it says, you could sell it to the non-Jew, you could give it as a gift to the convert. Therefore, that heter of the Nevela includes all parts of the animal, which is he, the animal itself, the chelba, its forbidden fats, the gida, and the sinews too, hutra, they were all included in that animal to be considered mutar b'hana. And therefore, all the fats and all the gidin of that Nevela are mutar b'hana, because they're all included in what the pasuk says, that this Nevela, which is a carcass that is not kosher, you can legerash it b'shirecha to them, you can give it to the convert in your gates, v'achan, he'll eat it. Therefore, every part of that body of the animal is included in the name Nevela. And therefore, since there's a heter hana on the prohibition of the Gid HaNosha, because it's part of that whole body of the Nevela, so then therefore there is no difference between a Nevela animal or a kosher animal. Either way, they're all inclusive of the heter hana that's on all parts of the animal. And that's why, although we're talking about a kosher animal here, not a Nevela, but there is already a blanket hana of that was applied to every part of the animal, including all its chaylev and all its gidin, inclusive of the Gid HaNosha. So although you're right, from the pasuk itself, lo yoichlu, there should be Isra Hana on the Gid HaNosha, but since the heter of Nevela includes all parts of the animal, and therefore if Nevela, all parts are mutter, definitely when it's kosher, and therefore the Gid HaNosha will be included already from the heter of the nevela that it won't be a Isra Havana. Now the Gemara asks on that teretz. So Hanich Lamanda Amar Yesh Begidin Benoisin Tam. That answer is satisfactory for the one who holds that sinews that they give flavor, and that is that they have a taste of meat, and therefore that's why it's in the category of quote nevela. When the nevela animal has all its parts, meaning parts of the flesh, parts of the animal, are all permitted by Hanoah, so that would include the gid, because the gid has a tam of basar, and therefore we consider it part of the flesh, part of the animal. But elamando amar ein begidin, but according to the one that says that regarding a gid, a sinew that is prohibited, for example, in our case of the gid hanosha, that it doesn't have benois and tam, it doesn't give over a taste of meat if it's cooked. Let's say, which the Gemara over there explains, that if let's say this gid is cooked with other meat, we don't say it gives over flavor. Generally, you have to have what's called shishim 60 times, because that's what we consider significant enough to mevatel that tam, that we will say it's not going to aser over there regarding the gid. However, here, it's going to be a problem. Because if it doesn't give over the taste of meat, that's what this mandarma holds, that the gidim don't have tam, they don't give over flavor, and therefore, you're right, generally that's a leniency, because you won't have to have a bittel regard to that taste. You can just take it out and it won't be a problem. But here, since it doesn't have a taste of meat, then, quote, we can't call it a nevela. We consider the gid, the sinew, like a piece of, like bones, like just a piece of wood. And therefore, it won't be inclusive in the heter of nevela, because it's like a piece of wood. And hence, the Torah says that you would be chayiv on this regarding it not being in the permissiveness of the nevela. It would be asr b'hanah. And therefore, ma'ikalim ema. According to that man, the Amma, that says that gidin don't give taste, then how can you say from the Mishnah Chulin that's Mutar B'Hanoah seems to contradict Reb Avohu. Reb Avohu says whenever it says Lo Yochlu includes Isra Hanoah, yet the Mishnah Chulin says they're Mutar B'Hanoah. So the Gemara wanted to say, oh, you know why it's Mutar B'Hanoah? Because already it's already inclusive of the general heter of an nevela, which includes all parts of the body, which are the Gidin too. But that's only if it could be included in, quote, a nevela. That's if it has, if it's basar, or if it has at least a taste of basar. But if it doesn't give tam, then it's like a piece of wood, and then it can't be included. It's like the animal wearing a splint. We won't say the splint is part of the animal in the heter of nevela. So too, the gidin, which they're not like part of the animal in that sense, that they're hard like a bone, they're like a piece of wood, therefore that would not be included in the heter. So why is it Mutar B'Hanoah, if according to Revo, it says lo yichlu, and there should be Isra Hanoah too? And the Gemara says that it's not a question, because man shamet le da'ama ein begidim and leistam. I'll answer your question on that man da'amar, exactly for that man da'amar's corollary opinion. That who says that the sinews don't give a flavor? Because that was the only one that the kasha was. According to the one that says it gives flavor, we said it could be inclusive of the heter of nevela. That's Reb Shimon. That's not like we learn a brisa. If someone eats from the gid hanosha of a non-kosher animal, Reb Shimon says you're liable for two isurim. Reb Shimon says you're exempt on both ends. And that is you're totally potter. One, from the fact that you're eating from a non-kosher animal, Reb Shimon says Yapata, because he holds, like as we're explaining right now, that gidin, the sinews, don't give any taste. And therefore, we consider it like a piece of wood. So you're not eating a non-kosher animal, you're eating a piece of wood. And regarding the Isra of the Gid Hanasha itself, he also says that Yapata, because he says the Isra of Gid Hanasha was only said regarding kosher animals or kosher meat, because he infers from the pasuk that says Gid Lo Yisoichel. You're not allowed to eat the Gid, which sounds like, oh, the Gid part you can't. But the Basar part, the meat, the flesh part, you could. And therefore, there was only regarding a kosher animal, but regarding a non-kosher animal, there was never said the Isra of Gid Hanasha whatsoever. As the Gemara over there in Per Gid Hanasha and Daf Kuf Aleph and Aleph explains, so therefore he says, on both counts, the fact that it's a non-kosher animal and regarding the fact that it's a Gid Hanasha, on both are exempt. So you see at least this component, that he holds that the Gid Hanasha does not give tam, and that's why you're putter on it, because like a piece of wood. And therefore, it's not difficult, because Reb Shimon, hachinami da'asabana, the whole question was based on that Mishnah which says, oh, that you see it's Mutar B'Hanoah, but how does that work well according to the Man D'Amar that says Gid Hanasha don't give tam? It's not true. The one that says Gid Hanasha does not give tam actually holds that it is Asa B'Hanoah, not like that Mishnah, the time like within the Braisa. Gid Hanasha Mutar B'Hanoah to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is like that Mishnah Chul, that says, you're right, Gid Hanasha is Mutar B'Hanoah. But that's because his opinion is related to the other idea that it's that the Gid will give tam. But Reb Shimon, Iser, Reb Shimon says it's going to be Aser. And that's because, obviously, you see, that Lo Yisoichlu is including an Iser Hano, like Reb Avohu. Regarding that, we said that there's a Heter by Nevela for Hano. That, we said, the Gid is not going to be included, according to Pin Reb Shimon. Because, according to him, that's not called a Nevela. According to Behud, is going to be permitted because he holds that the kid does give taste. As it says, Behud Mechayiv Shnayim, we mentioned before. And that's because the kid is included in Basar. And when, therefore, when the Heta of Nevela said, according to Behuda, that was said regarding to the Giros, and that's who the Mishnah Chulam is going like. According to one that says, Ein Nice in Tam, that's Reb Shimon, he actually holds, therefore it is going to be Asa, because that was not included in the Heta of Nevela, but therefore the question of Reb Avoh was not difficult. We have resolved this question, according to both opinions. If it says Lo Yochlu, you're right, that is going to be Isra Hanoah too, which that's exactly how it stands according to Reb Shimon, because according to Reb Shimon, there is no Heter of Nevela applying to the Gid, whereas according to Behuda that he says it is Mutar B'Hanoah, that's because it's already included in the Heter of Nevela, which the Torah is Mefarad, a Heter of Hanoah. So now the Gemara continues asking Reb Avoh, V'haridam, but you have blood. D'Rachmanam, the Torah says in Sefer V'yikra, Kol Nefesh Mikem, Loisei Chodam, any person of you should not consume blood. So you see it says Loisei Chol, which again, according to Reb Avoh, that means not only Isra Achila, it means Isra Hanoah too. Yet, but now we learn the Mishnah Masechtas Yuma, Elu, both these, which is a reference to the leftover bloods from the karbanos chatas that are brought inside the Beis HaMikdash, which was then poured out on the southern part of the Yisoid, which is the lowest part that sticks out from the Mizbeach, on the outside Mizbeach, ve'elu, and these bloods, which are reference to the blood of the karbanos chatas, which are brought on the outside Mizbeach, which are then poured on the southern part of the Yisoid of the Mizbeach, both of them go out from the Yisoid to the floor of the Azara through two small little holes. And Misarfin Ba'ama, they mix together, they combine, they go into this one canal which would go through the Azara. And it goes through the entire Azara. V'yoytzel Nachal Kidron, that goes down all the way out of the Beis HaMikdash, out of the Azara to the Valley Kidron. V'nimkaren L'gananin, and then this blood from the Karbanas are sold to the gardeners, L'zevel for fertilizer, U'mayelim Bay. And there is a halacha of me'ila, and that is, you're not allowed to have hanav from those bloods without first paying to hektish, because since they're hektish, there would be a isra of me'ila for anything that's hektish. So that is the halacha that's mentioned there in the Mishnah Masechtas Yuma. But one thing we see is that they are allowed to purchase the blood. There is a heter hanav that's not considered isra hanav, though you're not allowed to eat the blood, but you'll have enough in the blood, right? There's me'ila, which is you have to first pay off hektish so that it's not considered improperly having hanah from it. But once you pay it, you could have enough. But how could you have enough? There's this achila, according to Reb Avoh, that says loy seichel. It says that should include also isra hanah. And that the Gemara answers that shani dam, the iska shlamayim. The isra of blood is different because it's compared to water. Like it says a pasuk in the Devarim, loy seichlenu, you should not eat it, a reference to blood. Rav ala arz tishpachen kamayim, you should spill it on the ground like water. And that is, ma'mayim mutam, just like water is mutar b'hanah, avdam mutar, so too blood is mutar b'hanah. You're right, generally when it says le'soichel, it should say also ishanah. But here, the pasuk explicitly comparing it to water to say that there's heter b'hanah, just like in water. And that the Gemara asks, how do you know they make that drasha? Ve'im ha'kamayim ha'mes naskim al gabim mizbeach. Maybe we're comparing the blood to water. Well, what type of water? To water that's poured as a libation on the mizbeach. And how do we know that water is Asa B'Hanah? Because those waters are Hekdish. Because they were sanctified in the Kli Sharis, in the Kalim, in the Beis HaMikdash, which it says in the Shema Islamid, that whatever touches these vessels will Yikdish, will become holy. And therefore, maybe when it says Kamayim, it means that type of water that is Asa B'Hanah. And that Amr Bavo, Kamayim. When the Pasuk says like water, it means Rav Mayim, the majority of water, the majority of water is Mutar B'Hanah. That the Gemara asks, what is it? Midi Rav Mayim? Does the Pasuk say, oh, we're comparing the blood to most waters? Maybe it means the waters that are poured as nisuch, as pouring on, because we're talking about the lashon of shvicha, as the Pasuk says, tishpachen kamayim, which is pouring, spilling out. Maybe it's going to be like, what type of water is spilled out? The water is spilled out on the Mizbeach. And that the Gemara says, you can't say that. Because Elomer Ravashi, kamayim hanishpachim, what's the equation in the Pasuk? It's saying that it's tishpachen kamayim, that's spilled out like water. Water that's spilled out, not like water that's poured out. There's a difference between spilling out the water and pouring out the water. Pouring out the water is deliberate, which is what's done on the Mizbeach. That's Asa B'Hanah. But water that's spilled out is Mutar B'Hanah. And that the Gemara continues to ask, what do you mean? Say that it's like water that, not nisuch, but rather it's spilled out like it's done in front of an Avodah Zarah. And water that's spilled in front of an Avodah Zarah does become Asa B'Hanah. Maybe that's what we're comparing the dam to, like spilled out like water, and that it would be Asa B'Hanah. The Gemara says, no, Hasam Nami Nisachikri. The blood that's spilled in front of Avodah Zarah is also called pouring, not spilling. The similar like it says in Pasuk in Devarim, Yishtu Yain Nisicham, they drink the water of their pourings, of their libations. And therefore we see that in reference to Avodah Zarah, it's called Nisuch and not Shvicha. And that's why when it's comparing it to water, that we see a Heter Hana, because the water that's poured is going to be possibly awesome. The water that's spilled is going to be Mutter. Continue on Talmud Beis, where the Gemara continues now with Chizki. So we just resolved, according to Mavo, that why it's not difficult, because although, again, Laisoichel should mean Osis Ha'ana, but we have the Hetra Ha'ana, because it's compared to water. However, the Gemara now goes, Ula Chizki, according to Chizki, that he said on the previous daf, that the Isra Ha'ana by Chametz is not learned because it says Lo Yoichel or Laisoichel. Whenever it says you shouldn't eat, it means also Isra Ha'ana. It's only because it says in the past of Lo Yeichel, it should not be eaten. But just Laisoichel or Laisoichel, that would not include Isra Ha'ana. So then, lamai hilchas iskish dam lamayim. For what purpose is the pasuk equating tishpachen dekamayim, blood to water? It's not to give a heter hana, because why would we think that it's aser to say that it's mutaba hana by comparing it to water? Because according to Chizkiya, it only says loyseichel, and loyseichel does not include isra hana. Now Rashi says the reason why the Gemara doesn't ask from what would seem to be a question on Chizkiya from the case of Nevela, why would I need a pasuk to say that it's Mutar B'Hana when it says you could sell it to the non-Jew or give it to the Ger? Why would you need a Heter Hana if it only says Lo Yseichel, where that's only Isra Achil, not Isra Hana? So Rashi says, because if Chizkiya holds like Rabbi Yehuda, he'll say that as the Gemara in the previous daf says, that Devarim Kiksoven, to the contrary, the pasuk is not telling you Hetem of Hana. Now we always know it didn't say that it's Aser yet just from saying that you can't eat. Rather, it's a Chumrah to say that you can only do exactly as it says in what's usually a total blanket Heter Hana. Here you would only be able to give it to the Ger or sell it to the non-Jew. And if he holds like Rabbi Meir, he would say that you would need it to say that the preference of the precedence of giving it to the Ger comes before the selling of the non-Jew. But of course, you're right, regarding to the Heter Hana, that's not what the pasuk is telling you by Nevela, because I know that because it never made it usher. It only says you're not allowed to eat it. However, what the Gemara is asking is, why do we have this comparison of blood to water to say what sounds like for what we answer for Bavo, to say a Heter of Hana, which is no Isra Hana, according to Chizki in the first place? And that the Gemara answers, look at Reb Chiya bar Abba, Dam Reb Chiya bar Abba Reb Yechana, for a different halacha, we're comparing it to water. That Rabbi Yechanan says, where do we know that the blood of kachim does not make food items susceptible to tumah? That is, generally food items are only vulnerable to tumah when they come in contact with one of the seven liquids, one of them being blood. Rabbi Yechanan says, how do you know that the blood of kachim will not serve in that purpose? Shneimalik says, the pasuk loyseichlenu, you should not eat it, which is the pasuk we just quoted before. On the ground, you spill the blood like water, which says that dam shenishpach kamayim machshir. The blood that's spilled on the water, that will have a status like water, which is machshir food items to be mekabel tumah. But she'ein nishpach kamayim ein machshir. But the blood that's not spilled on the ground like water, which is excluding the blood of karbanis, because they are not spilled on the ground, because you have to be mekabel them kabbalah to be able to do zrika to throw it on the mizbeach, that is not going to be machshir. That was the purpose of equating the dam to the mayim, to tell you that only dam that's spilled on the ground like water, that will be machshir food items to be mekabel tumah, but the blood of kachim, that will not be able to be machshir food items to be mekabel tumah. So now the Gemara continues asking now in Ribavohu. But regarding the limb from a living animal, which is usher to eat, the chesed, like it says in pasuk in Devarim, lo yseichel hanefesh ha'mabasa, you're not allowed to eat the soul of the animal with the flesh, and that means when the soul is still in there, you cannot eat the flesh, which is the isra for eivim min hachai. V'tanya, so again, so it says lo yseichel, which according to Bavo, that should mean also isra hana. Yet we learn in the braiser, Reb Nosson Oimer, minayin shelo yoshed odim kuis yayin l'naza. How do you know that you're not allowed to go stretch out your hand to give a cup of wine to a nazir, which a nazir is someone that took a vow that he's not going to consume any alcoholic beverages of wine over the entire period, let's say it's 30 days, how do you know that you're not going to stretch out and say, here, here's a cup of wine, or to go ahead and give the limb of a living animal to a b'nei noach, where, as Rashi says, b'nei noach are forbidden to have evim nachai, as the pasuk in Bereishis Tes says, that ach basa b'nafsha, however, the animal, while it's still living, damai loyseichel, you're not allowed to consume it. That was going on even before Matan Tariyah, even for old b'nei noach, that they're not allowed to consume evim nachai. So how do you know you're not allowed to go ahead and give somebody something that's forbidden to him? Tamalayma, that's what the pasuk in Vayikra says, but lifne even in front of a blind person, loisita michshul, and I'll give a stumbling block, which that means not just literally that you can't put it in front of a blind person, something that he's going to fall on, but it means in the spiritual way also that a navera, which is harmful for this person that's quote-unquote blind, that he doesn't realize what he's doing, that you're not allowed to go ahead and give it to him and make him transgress on this isser. So what you see is that this whole issur of giving the Eivir Min HaChai to the Goy, to the non-Jew, was only because of Leisit Iver, Leisit Michshel. However, Holoklovim Shari, but to give it to a dog, that would be no problem to give the Eivir Min HaChai to the dog. Which means that any other pleasures, like giving to the dog, is permitted. So you see that Eivir Min HaChai, it is Mutar B'Hana, because you can only not give it to the non-Jew because of Lifnei Iver, that for him it's forbidden. But regarding you having Hana by doing something with it that you want to do with it, to give it to someone else, that would be Mutar, and therefore to give, let's say, to a dog would be Mutar. But that's a difficulty because the country of it says leisoichel already. Now, not to eat includes not to have anah. So how could you have anah on Eiv Menachai? And that again, the Gemara says that this is an exception. Shani Eiv Menachai de iskech l'dam. Eiv Menachai, the limb from a living animal, is different because it's compared to blood, which, as we said before, is muta b'hanah. Dechsiv, like it says the pasuk in Devarim, where do we find that Eiv Menachai is compared to dam to say this comparison that it's also muta b'hanah? Because it says rak chazak, just be strong. Levilti achol hadam, not to consume blood, ki adam hu hanefesh, because the blood is the soul. Now the end of that pasuk ends off leisoichel hanefesh im habasa, that you shouldn't eat every menachai. So you see from that pasuk that's comparing every menachai to dam to tell you this concept that although it says leisoichel and should be asbana, that it's going to be muta b'hana just like dam. But now the Gemara asks, so however according to Chizkia, this halacha. According to him, why do we compare Eiv Menachai to Dam? He doesn't need a pasuk to permit the Eiv Menachai ben Hano, because according to him, when it just says Leisaychel, that just means not to eat, but Hano would still be Mutter. So Eiv Menachai would be Mutter even when not comparing it to Dam. So why does the pasuk compare and put it together, Eiv Menachai with Dam? So Melachai tells you that it's putting them together for the reverse. That dam hu de iskish le'ev menachai, because we wanted to compare blood to Eiv Menachai, we wanted to learn out dam from Eiv Menachai, not as Rebbe Avoh said, Eiv Menachai from dam. And that is ma'ev menachai also, just like we find by the limb from a living animal that's forbidden with the isser that's said regarding it, av dam menachai aser. So too, we wanted to say that blood from a living animal is also forbidden regarding the isser that applies to it, which means to say that karis is going to apply regarding the isser of dam, will apply just like Eivir Menachai, so too dam menachai. Now, as Rashi explains, I would have thought to say, why would I think that maybe blood from a living animal would be different? Why would I think just like from a dead animal? What are we saying that we would have to include by comparing it to Eiv Menachai? Because I would have thought when the pasuk says Rak Chazak Levilti Achol Adam, they would be going back on what it says right before then, the pasuk before on Vizavachta Mibkarcha Mitzencha, that you will slaughter your animal, your cattle. And therefore, I would think to say that then when it talks about the issa of blood, it's only the blood of a slaughtered animal that's forbidden. But the blood of, let's say, bloodletting, then I would think to say that would be mutter. That's what the chiddush, what we're comparing it to, Eivir Menachai, to say that also dam menachai is going to be asa, as the Gemara explains now. Ve'eze. Now, which blood from a living animal is going to be asa because of blood? Because it says in the pasuk, dam hanefesh, the blood of the soul. That is zed dam hakazim. That's the blood of bloodletting of an animal when you draw blood, shahanefesh yetzibai. Specifically, the type of blood that the soul, because that's the term that Tepasa uses. Again, when we're learning out, we would have thought maybe the dam would not be also from a living animal in certain cases, because maybe it would only go like dam zvachecha by the slaughtering, that type of blood. But just bloodletting type of blood, maybe that would not be. Therefore, we have to compare it to Eiv Menachai, to say so to dam menachai. But specifically, it's not all dam menachai that's going to have this chiyuv of karis. It's only dam menachai that, as the pasuk calls it, dam hanefesh, the blood of the soul. What does that mean, the blood of the soul? It means the type of blood that the soul comes out with that. As Rashi explains from the Gemara in Krisis, that there are four types of blood that come out with hakaza, with bloodletting. That is, in the beginning, first it drips, then it flows, then it gets dark, and then it drips again. And there the Gemara describes that there are those that the soul, so to speak, does not come out with that, and there are those type of blood that the soul does come out of with it. As the Bryce over there says, that what type of bloodletting blood does the soul come out with that, and it goes through that whole description over there. However, what we see is that this ribui for Karis, from comparing it to Eivir Menachai, to say the same thing applies to Dam Menachai, was to say this halacha. Not like Rebbe Avoh that was comparing Eivir Menachai to Dam, that according to Chizkiya you don't need. Rather, Dam was being learned from Eivir Menachai, so to Dam Menachai, but specifically as the pasuk calls it, Dam HaNefesh, the type of blood that the soul comes out with that. So now the Gemara continues asking, now on both Rebbe Avoh and Chizkiya, from the following question. But regarding the ox that has to be stoned, the Rachman Amma, that Torah says regarding this ox that it killed people and it has to be stoned, that it says in the Pasuk in Shemois, lo ye'ochel es besari, that its flesh should not be eaten. Now, according to everybody, when it says in the passive, lo ye'ochel, even according to Chizkiah, that would already include, as we find by Chametz, an Isra Hana. Yet V'tanya, we learn in the Braisa, Mimashma Shin Namah. The Braisa says, from the fact that it says in the Pasuk, Sakal Yisakal Hashara, that the ox has to be stoned, so any day she nevela, don't I know that the animal is a carcass, is a nevela, which is the nevela asur bachila, and the nevela is forbidden to be eaten. So umatam alobim lo ya'ochel. What is the pasuk adding when it says you can't eat the stoned animal? I know that from a different isra of the isra of nevela. Why would I have to tell you that the stoned animal you cannot eat? Nagelach akasav, so the pasuk is teaching you shem shachte la'achar shenigmar dinai, that if, let's say, it was slaughtered after the judgment was completed, they said, this animal has to be stoned, but it wasn't stoned yet, so it's not an avela yet. That is what we have to tell you, that usher is going to be usher. And that what the pasuk is being interpreted is that it says, sokol yisokol asher, you have to stone the ox. Now, if it wasn't stoned, in spite of that, the pasuk ends, lo ya'ochel es besari, that the flesh cannot be consumed. That's what we have to tell you, even before it's stoned, that it's going to be forbidden to be eaten, because afterwards I already know from the vela. On that, the Braisa continues and says, Ainli ela b'achila, I would only know that this flesh is usher to be eaten. How do I know it's also usher b'hano? Tamalaymer, that's what the pasuk there says, ubal hasher naki, that the owner of the ox, he's going to be clean. My mashma, so the Gemara asks, from where do you see from there that means that he can't even have a no from that ox? So Shem Mezema says, Ka'adim Shem Lechaveri, as people commonly tell their friend, Yotza Ploini Nakam Nechasim, that person was, so to speak, cleaned out from all his possessions. Ve'ein loy bohem hano shoklom, and he doesn't have any pleasure from it whatsoever. So that's how the Braisa says it. You see from Abal Asher Naki, that means to say that he's cleaned out from this animal, he doesn't have any pleasure whatsoever. There's going to be Isra Hano on this Sher Haniskel, even before it was stoned, to say that if you slaughter it, there's Isra Achila and Isra Hana. Now the Gemara makes the inference to ask the question on both Chizkiah and Rebbevah. Now, time of the Kasav Bala Shor Naki. The reason being that why it's Asa Bana is because it says that extra Naki to say that it's cleaned out. The Imi Lo Ya'ochel, however, if I would have only had the Pasuk that says that it cannot be eaten, Isra Achila Mashma sounds like from the Braisa that it would only be Asa to be eaten, Isra Hana Loi Mashma, but that it would not be Isra Bahana. Now that's difficult according to Chizkiah, because it says already Ye'ochel, which in the passive means even according to Chizkiah Isra Hana, and most definitely it's difficult according to Rabbi Avohu, who says in all cases, whenever it says even the active Lo Ye'ochel, it also includes Isra Hana. What do we need Naki for? So now the Gemara says, Lo'ilam lo ya'achal isra achila v'sahana b'bashma. You're right that when it says lo ya'achal, which even according to Chizkiah would include not only isra achila but also isahana. Ubal hasher naki, so why do I need that naki to say he's naki b'nachasav, that he cleaned out, there's isahana on that animal. L'hanos oirehu da'asa, to say that he's even forbidden to have pleasure, to have ana from the hide of the animal, which that's also asa. V'itzrach, and I needed specially a reber to tell you that that's included in the isra. Because Sagadah, I mean, I would have thought to say, it says in the Pasuk, Lo Ya'ochel es besariksim. It says that Lo Ya'ochel, that you cannot eat, which includes the Isra Hana, of the basar, of the flesh. Besari in Orei Loi, I would think that only means the flesh, but not the hide, that the hide would be mutter, Kamash Mulan. That's where I have to say Naki, to say that he's totally cleaned out, and that even the Or is going to be Asabana, but in truth, Lo Ya'ochel, definitely on what it talks about, which is the basar, includes not only Isra Achila, but even Isra Hana. But that the Gemara asks on this, the way we just interpreted the necessity for Naki to teach you that even the Ur, but however, Ulahanach Tanoi, but those other Tanoim in Baba Kama, in Perek Shorsha Nagach, there on Daf Mem Alf, and Daf Mem Beis, and Aleph, that Demafki, Leila Haikra, that they learned this pasuk of Naki, Lidrash Achrina, to teach something else, which is either Lachatzi Kaifer for the halacha of half of Kaifer, which is the atonement for a person's soul, which that those Tanoim teach that regarding a Tam, which is an animal that only gored less than three times, it's not a Mu'ud yet, that although a Mu'ud is obligated to pay Kaifer, the worth of the person when that person was killed, that however, when it's a Tam, when it still didn't gore three times, that it's going the owner is going to be exempt from paying half of Kaifer. Now, because although generally that is Mu'ud pays Nezik Shalem and the Tam pays Chatzin Nezik, half of what the Mu'ud pays, I would think that just like a Mu'ud pays Kaifer, so too a Tam pays half of that. That's what that Tana says, that Naki is going to say that he's clean. What means he's clean? It means he's clean from paying half of the Kaifer, that if it kills a person, whereas although by a Mu'ud you have to pay Kaifer Shalem, here even half a Kaifer you're not going to have to pay. So that's one Tana, how he learns from Naki. And then there are other Tanoim that learn the word Naki that you're clean, that in other words, that you're exempt from the monetary value of the children. That is, if an ox gores a pregnant woman and the children are miscarried, so although when a person does that and he caused a wound by the woman and the children are miscarried, that he has to pay the worth to the family. However, regarding an ox, that it says naki, that's going to say that he's exempt from that monetary obligation. So now, according to these two opinions, that they learn naki for something else, so according to them, hanos ayrai minalahu. Where do they know? Because we said lo ya'ochel es besari says only a prohibition on eating and having anah from the flesh. But we only said we know ayrai the hide from naki, but they really use naki for either to say that you're exempt from chatzi kaifer or from dmei vladis. Where do they know that there's going to be even es anah on the hide? So that the Gemara says they have a different source for that. Nafkalu me'es besari. From when it says in the pasuk that lo ya'ochel es besari, you shouldn't eat es besari, that the word es is in a sense an extra word. You could have just said lo ya'ochel besari. So the word es comes to teach you es hatafel besari. It means something that's also a secondary, that's an addendum to the flesh, which that includes the hide, and that's where we find many times throughout Shasta, it says es comes to include something which is secondary to that, and that's what we learned from es to tell you in the hide. Whereas ve'idach, the other tano, which we just said that he learns out the prohibition of having hanah from the art, from the word naki, as we just explained why we need naki and lo ya'achel, that tana es le'darsh doesn't darsh and does not expound the extra words es to include things that are secondary to that, because that tana holds like Shimon Hamsuni. Because the tana, like we learned in the brisa, Shimon Hamsuni, if Amrilan, some say it was Nechemya Hamsuni, who yedoyrish kol esim shavatara. He would darsh and he would expound every S, as we just said, that S sounds like that it's like something secondary to the primary item. And that, as we said, that this Tana wants to say that S Besar would include the hide because he doesn't have it from Naki. So Shimon Hamsuni or Nochemi Hamsuni, he was doing the same thing. He was going throughout the whole entire Torah and he was learning out whatever where it says S, which would find what is secondary to the item that's being discussed to include that too. However, Kimon Shegia, once he reached the Pasuk in Devarim that says, La'es Hashem Lekechatira, that one must fear Hashem your God, Pirish. He stopped expounding the word S's to include a secondary thing to that, because he said, what am I going to include that should be included in the fear that we have for God, that's secondary to God, so to speak, that I have to give the same fear for? And therefore, he stopped expounding and he retracted all the inclusions of the word S that he had done up until now. And he says, because if this S disproves my whole theory, and that is, my theory was S comes to include something secondary. But S is on the Kechatira, what can be secondary to the fear of God to be included in there? And therefore, all of them must be incorrect. And all of them are not true expositions. Amar le Tamid, so his students told him, Rebbe, kol esim shederash to matelam, what's going to be with all your beautiful expositions you made with the word S throughout the whole entire Torah until you came in Devarim, that to include these drushes, what are we going to do with them now? So Amar lehem, he said to them, Kashim shekabalt ischal adrisha, just like I receive reward for my toil and my expositions to expound the word S in everything I did up until now, kach ani mekabel schal aprisha. So too, I'm going to get reward for removing myself and distancing myself from these interpretations, because now I see what I did was incorrect and I have to undo everything I had done. However, the Braisa continues, at Shabbat Rebbe Kiva Darshan. So Rebbe Kiva came and he did expound that pasuk, and he continued that theory, because he said, Es Hashem lekechatir, what does it mean that Hashem, God, your God, you should fear, which the S includes something secondary, is L'rabbis Tamid Acham. That comes to include Talmudic scholars, as it's famously said, that you should have Meir Rabbach Kamer Shemaim, the fear of your teacher should be like the fear of heaven, that there is something that can be secondary to God. And therefore, that's how we resolve these. But what we find is that definitely it's not a difficulty, according to the Chizkiah and Rebbevo, that the word naki is teaching you hide, which you would not have known from just lo ya'ochel es besar, which I'd have only said the flesh. And however, lo ya'ochel would include, according to both opinions, esra no'at too. Now the Gemara continues asking on both opinions, Rebbevo and Chizkiah. Vari arla, but we have the aloha of arla, which is that the fruits of a tree in the first 3 years are forbidden to consume. Drachmanam, the Torah says in Vayikra arelim lo ye'ochel, that the fruits of the first 3 years should not be eaten. Now, according to both opinions, lo ye'ochel means also isra hana, because it says in the passive lo ye'ochel. Yet, v'tanya lo braisa arelim lo ye'ochel, that arla should not be eaten. So the braisa says, ein li ele isra achila. I would only know that it cannot be consumed. Minayin shlo yahamim, and how do you know that you're also not allowed to have hana, pleasure from the fruits of the first 3 years, which is shaloi yitzvaboy, that one should not die with it. For example, the shells of the nuts, which the shell is considered a shomer, it's a protector, which is included in the isra of arla, like the fruit itself. Or v'lo yadlik boyas aner, how would you know that you're not allowed to go ahead and have hanah from it, not just achila, but you shouldn't light a candle with it, for example, the oil of an arla produce? How do you know that the iser would include hanah? Tamalema, v'araltim arlasai, arelim lo ye'achol. So there's additional terminologies of arla, l'rabbis has come to include all these things, that not only is it iser b'achila, but it's even iser b'hanah. Now, this is where the Gemara asks the question. Time in the Kus Rachmana. Sounds like from the Braisa, the reason is because since the Torah wrote, Varaltam, Arlasa, Arelim, has all these extra terminologies that to tell you that there's going to be an Isra no Osa, Halav Hachi. If I wouldn't have these Ribuyim, Havamina, Isra Achila Mashma, I would have thought from what the Torah does say, Lo Yachal, only an Isra of eating, but Isra no Le Mashma, that it wouldn't be Mashma Isra no, and therefore it's difficult both according to Bavo and according to Chizkiya. Another Gemara answers, La Oilim Lo Yachal Mashma, Benes Achila Benes no. Truthfully, is that Lo Yachal does include both Isra of eating and Isra no. But for Shani Hasam, there it's different. I needed an explicit ribuy that it's going to be Asa b'hana d'chsiv lachem, because it says in the pasuk that it's yours. And v'itzrach, and therefore I needed an exclusion to say that it's still going to be Asa b'hana, as the Gemara explains. So I would have thought to say, citizen says to you, shalachem yehe. I would have thought to say that, but it's yours. Now, what does it mean it's yours? That although lo yachal, you can't eat it, but lachem is telling you it's yours to the fact that you can have enough from it. That's why we needed the ribuyim of the isra of arla that says all these verbiage of arla to tell you that it's also going to be asr b'hanah. But that the Gemara asks. But ve'lahash d'chsiv yehanakir, but now that we have those psukim, which again, all these extra words arla that say that it's also asr b'hanah, so then lochem, which is mashma that it is mutter, because saying that it's yours, lamali, why do I need it? For what's it coming to include? I would have thought based on lochem that it's mutter, and therefore I need these psukim to say it's asr. But now that the person is saying it's asr, what is lochem teaching us? There's no het, there's nothing that it's yours, because it's asr b'hanah, you can't have any pleasure from it whatsoever. So why I say lochem? And the Gemara says you need it for something else. Look at time like within the Braisa. Lochem is a machlaikis, what it's teaching. One opinion says, L'rabbis is in the two, and we continue the top of Chav Gimel Medav, L'rabim, that comes to include something that was planted for the public. In other words, for the needs of the public, for example, it was planted on the middle of the road for passerbys to use. That is also going to have the halachas of Arla, and it's going to be Asr. Whereas the Behudaimer, he says the exact opposite. He says, Lohitzi es in the Tularam, it's coming to exclude something that was planted for the public, that there it's going to be mutter. That's not going to have the Isra of Arla on it. But either way, according to either opinion, we now understand what Lachem is for, either to include it in the Isra of Arla for the Rabbim, or to exclude it from the Isra of Arla if it was planted for the Rabbim. And therefore, again, that's not difficult, that although we're already saying that it's Asr, Lachem is teaching you this other halach. But now the Gemara just explains this, what we're quoting now, these divergent opinions. Now one saying that it's including, one saying it's excluding, is my time at Tanakama. What's the understanding of the opinion of Tanakama that he says that Lachem is coming to include that there's going to be Isra of Arla, even something that's planted for the Rabbim, for the public? Because the Chesed says in the Pasuk of Yikra, Unetatem, that and you will plant. Now that's a reference to Arla. And that, the Tanakhama interprets, liyachid mashma. It sounds like that when it's saying the Issa of Arla, it was talking to an individual. Many individuals, but the individual, because it's not the derech, it's not the custom for the public to plant things. And therefore, when it says that you, in the plural, it means each one of you individually. L'rabim le'mashma, therefore it's not mashma that the Issa of Arla is going on the public. When then, kas rachman l'chem, then when the Torah says the word that to you, which is again pluralistic, lahavius and the tularam, that's coming to include something that was planted for the public that, yes, is going to be usr because of the halachas of Arla, because that's what Lachem is adding, increasing. Whereas Rabbi Huda, he holds, when the tatim, when it says that you will plant, which is again in the plural, mashma bein l'ram bein l'yacha, he says, no, it sounds like it's saying, since it's in the plural, both many individuals and for the public, that the isra of Arla would apply. But then v'lachem, then when the pasuk says a riboy of lachem, that also sounds like bein yochid bein rabbi mashma. That sounds like, again, that sounds like a bunch of individuals, and also for the public, that this isra of Arla would apply. Now, have a ribu, that means it's an inclusion, which is of lachem. Ach a ribu, already after an inclusion of an etatem, that are both including planting for the public, that it's usr in the halachas of Arla. And we know that in riba achar riboy, that when you have something that's including, and then again including, ela lamai, that then it's not including. To the contrary, then it's going to be excluding. And that's why, since we already had known two times, including something that's public, planted for the public, because it says in the plural, unetatem and lechem, so once it's including, and again it's including, ribach ribui, that's excluding to say that that item of the public, to the contrary, will not be included in the halachas of Arla, and that's Rabbi Yehuda says from lechem, we learned that it's excluded. And that is, as we said, according to both opinions, lechem is teaching you a different halacha regarding something that's planted for the public. But again, because it said lechem, that's why I would have thought shelechem yehei, that it is yours. Again, ultimately, that's not what it's teaching, because I already know that it's usser from the ribuim of araltam or lasai. However, that's why I needed the ribuim. But again, according to Chizkin and Revo, it would not be difficult, because in truth, when it says lo ya'ochel, it includes not only sachila but even esahano. However, in this case, we had to have other ribuim of esahano, because it says lechem, and I would have thought to say the lechem min shelechem, that it's yours, which means that you could have a hetarano, and therefore you had to go ahead and say that's asabahano. But again, ultimately, what you really need lechem for is, once you say it's usr, it's not coming to say that it's yours. Rather, it's either including or excluding a tree that's planted for the rabbim, if it's going to be mutter or usr in the halachas of Arla.